This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you want official updates, text COVID-19SF to 888-777. No hearsay, no third-party information, direct official updates by texting COVID-19SF to 888-777.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. They help Larry helped, and he's the guy. Larry is All Natural Stone and his crew. They're all experts. They helped us remodel our kitchen. It came out excellent.
It's beautiful.
It really is beautiful. And now you can, too, get started on your kitchen or bathroom remodel by giving them a call or email them. They are there. While you can't go into the showroom without an appointment, you can still visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms by appointment in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose,
and Dublin.
So get started on it. You can check them out online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. I'm going to begin with a little section of the San Francisco Chronicle. There's a spot with all these questions down the side of the page. One of which is, can you get the coronavirus from touching or eating food? And there's no doubt one of the things, as I've heard people say, they're getting takeout.
Yeah.
Or, for example, my birthday passed last weekend, and unbeknownst to me, the missus had ordered a cake from our favorite place, the Buttery. And
sure, yeah.
So out she walks with this carrot cake that I love, and yet I was also looking at it like, is it worth, do I really want to have COVID-19 cake?
Is that Corona cake right there?
Right. And then I ate it right up.
Of course.
And it turns out that the whole time I was in heaven, and then right after I ate it, I was like, great, now I got coronavirus.
Definitely have the virus.
Yep, I did it to myself.
So
it is one of the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
To answer the question, what are they saying?
So here's what they're saying in the article. If you're following all of California's shelter-in-place guidelines, eliminating all non-essential trips from your home, keeping 6 feet away from others when you're outside, you still need to eat. But in most cases, they say that this is a person... to person transmission, meaning it's unlikely you will get it from eating food. They say here there's no evidence that food has been associated with the transmission of the virus. Foodborne exposure to this virus is not known to be the route of transmission. This is a person to person problem.
So you might get it from the delivery guy, but you're not going to get it from the food that he brought you.
Right. They also say that they can't rule out the possibility that you could get sick from food packaging, which most of us have set up places in the house where the things come in and they get wiped down. And we've got our cars outside. They normally live in the garage, but the garage is now where we wipe everything down.
Right.
They say this new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine examined the viability of this on this COVID-19 on various surfaces. And they say while it can last 3 hours in the air and 4 hours on copper and 24 on cardboard and plastic and stainless steel for even longer, they still say it's unlikely that you will get this from touching food packaging. They really do believe the transmission, the way this thing jumps, is from person to person directly.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but what we're doing with food is sort of handling the outside of the packaging without touching any of the food, dumping out whatever's in the thing, putting away the you know, putting that in the trash, and then washing hands. Like, the hand washing seems to be the key.
Right.
You know, if you have it on your hands and you don't touch your face, you're probably going to be okay.
And that's what they're saying here. While it's unusual to get transmission from inanimate object contact, the main way to save yourself is the washing your hands after touching surfaces. Just don't touch your face, wash your hands, and then go on with your day. So that's one of the things that I thought was of interest.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the United States has now spent $6 trillion on the coronavirus crisis between the CARES Act and the Federal Reserve, and I don't even know how to imagine that number.
Well, a trillion is a million millions.
No, I mean, I understand that part. It's just so much dough that I don't
know. Just imagine more dough than exists.
What does that mean in terms of the dig out? What does that mean in terms of, will my kids be going, well, we're still in deep trouble from the great coronavirus of 2020?
Probably your great, great, great grandchildren. Like, how do you dig out from underneath that? Surprise, $6 trillion. Like, it's more than the national debt already.
Right.
And we pay for it. You know, saw a lot of people bitching yesterday about the checks everyone was getting have Donald Trump's name on them. And it's basically, you know, that's your money that you paid. It's not from Donald.
Right.
But, you know, in the end, you hear these giant numbers and just, you know, remember, you get to pay it. And if you don't get to pay it, your kids and their kids and their kids get to pay it.
I saw a story, you know, everyone's living online more than ever now. And I saw a story about how people are going on to tell everyone how on the dumb things they're spending their stimulus money
boy.
On.
Oh, no.
Which is just like, do you know that that's the money of the taxpayer? This isn't free money. This is money we'll deal. I couldn't even finish reading the article. I just skipped. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, please, you know, try to think long term. Like, this, I get it. You know, you always wanted that diamond ring. I don't know what people are spending their money on.
No, like cosplay crap and things
right.
like
just dumb stuff that you don't need. Like,
right.
Hold on to that money because you might actually really need it and be sorry, and then no one wants to buy the cosplay thing that you got.
Well, plus you got, you know, Dorito schmeg on it. On the thing from sitting around watching TV and eating chips.
Because that's what those people are doing.
Well, what are you going to do with that costume? Where are you going with that? To the couch?
TikTok, man. Obviously.
You mentioned the hand washing and it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
90% of people say they're washing their hands more frequently and longer than ever.
Well, let's hope so.
I'll tell you right now, between the masks, which it looks like we're going to be wearing daily
from now on
into who knows how long into the future, those things, people who make masks, build a business around that because it looks like it's going to become a thing.
Right.
Also, lotion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. We're going through lotion here. My hands are so dry.
Talk about trashing your hands by keeping them clean. Oof.
It's unreal. Well, that lady, we had someone on from the Eczema Society or something, and she was saying, you know, the water doesn't have to be scalding to be effective. It's about getting the soap everywhere, and if you use slightly less hot water. So I turned down the water temperature as I'm washing my hands, but still, like, my knuckles were super cracked. Like, every time you'd, you know, tighten your hand up, it was so dry. So now I'm just moisturizing Curel.
It becomes the daily routine. Wash, lotion.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, wash, lotion.
It's the, you know, we're definitely getting I think we have like probably a few squirts left of the one Purell bottle that we had when we started this whole thing because we've been trying to like reserve that. But I think that's the culprit. Like my hands are just, they're painful after I use that stuff.
Oh.
Because I think it's just full of alcohol. You know, dries you out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I bought, like a dummy, at Costco, I bought these giant, I don't know if it was three bottles or what, but of Lubriderm, which is lotion. Well, who doesn't need lotion around the house?
Yeah.
And they've been around forever, and now we're finally mowing through those things.
See, you were all stocked up, ready for the apocalypse.
Yep. So I'm not surprised by this at all. In fact, I'm surprised I haven't heard this story sooner. According to a new study, sexting is way up right now. How could it not be?
I can't. I mean, that's what people need their sex.
Well, and if you're a young person who's had to shelter in place away from the young persons you like to spend your time with, how could you not be up to that, right?
Right. Nicole, do you want to speak to this? She doesn't want to. Look at her smile.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
You sexting with anyone these days?
No. I don't know anybody.
Oh, God.
I don't know anybody.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm living a really boring life like the rest of us, so.
Well, no, apparently young people aren't necessarily living boring lives. It sounds like they're sexting like crazy. So,
well, I'm not a part of that young group.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah. I know, sexting seems fun.
It's way up, like up 400%.
Oh.
From its usual...
Yeah, it's usual busy time.
Right. I mean, I was going to say it's already super something you'd have to be up to when you're a young person and dating.
Right. Oh, my God.
I'm sure the eggplant and peach emojis are getting strong workouts, too.
We're running out of those yet?
They say that there is a connection between self-isolation and getting sexually charged up. Quarantine adds stress. It triggers a fight or flight response. This elevates testosterone in both men and women.
Mm.
And it's a natural stimulant that produces sexual arousal. So it's not your fault.
Yeah, you're all right.
That you're sending your nudes all over the world.
Keep your face out of those kids.
It's a good reaction. It's a solid reaction to stress. That's all.
Mm, that's it.
That leads me to my next story, which I bet was brought on by sexting.
Oh.
The first person in Australia to go to jail over the coronavirus lockdown was a guy who went down the fire escape of a hotel where he was under a mandatory quarantine because he needed to see his girlfriend.
Oh.
Had to.
Well.
You know that feeling. Come on.
I guess. So he had it and that's why he was quarantined? I think so.
Yeah. Or at least he was exposed to it. And
so
was
yay,
told,
now the prison system gets to deal with him.
Oh, I don't know. I just think that it's funny that he was, I bet that they'd been sexting and he finally went, I have to go. I'm coming to you.
Somewhere.
And I'm sure these kinds of things seem, we've all grown up on these dumb romantic comedies or whatever, where the great gestures made and what a romantic thing to do. He loves her.
Virus. Yeah.
I guess that's,
there's usually not a pandemic in those movies. They're usually more fun than that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent.
Fast facts. 38% of chocolate in the world comes from cocoa beans from the Ivory Coast in Africa.
Oh.
I never knew them. I'd never heard that that Africa was a big producer of the.
No, I would have thought South America.
Mm. There you go.
Well, all right.
Approximately 34% of the roads in the United States are unpaved.
What percent?
34%.
Wow.
Of the roads in the United States are unpaved.
Are they counting driveways or something?
I don't know. That seems like
Tire
a
roads,
lot. I don't
like
know.
It seems like too many.
But then again, somewhere out in these United States, there's a guy with a tiger zoo.
Yeah,
actually,
yes.
He lost it now, but that was happening.
Right. We didn't know that.
Unbeknownst
to us. A
couple
weeks ago, right?
And Wall Street.
I'm thinking that there were, I bet there were a lot of dirt roads in the Tiger King area. I guess we're just not considering rural America.
Right. Wall Street is the only movie that has ever won an Oscar and a Razzie. Oh. Michael Douglas won the Oscar for Best Actor, and Daryl Hannah won the Razzie for Worst Supporting Actress.
Oh, well, imagine that. Was she that bad in it? I don't really remember that movie.
I don't really either. I mean, I did see it, I'm sure.
I mean, she was great in Splash. How could anything go wrong after that?
Did you hear that they're
having
trouble?
Oh, like there's
No. That there's I don't remember Splash's nude scene, but apparently they show butt cheeks in that movie.
And, you know, I was trying to remember if I could even, like, picture that, because it was a PG movie.
Right.
It was, you know, I saw that as a kid. So my guess is there was, like, a hint of butt.
Well, they've had to try and figure out how to cover them.
Well, they digitally lengthened her hair, apparently, but people are saying that it's disturbing looking. Like, it looks like the fur on the cats in the cat movie.
Oh, so you did see this story.
Yeah, I saw the story. I haven't actually looked at it. Do you have Disney Plus? You must.
We do now, yes.
Yeah, you guys should watch that movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
bet your kids would love it. Your kid wants to be a mermaid, right?
She does love mermaids. There's no doubt about
that. Oh, hold on. Here we go. Oh, boy, that's a PG movie, huh? That's a full butt shot.
Yeah, that is.
That is like no doubt. I thought maybe it was like in the shadow or something. No, that is full on.
Wow, she looks great.
She does. I mean, there's even a little diamond, you know, of light showing through. Like, that's fully.
What are you calling? Are you saying she has thigh gap?
Well, it's up higher than the thighs. That's top of the, you know, crack gap.
I like it. She looks good. Yeah, our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. So send us whatever you got. What's going on with you today? Good morning, Sarah. This is from 925. Good morning, Sarah. Put a lot of lotion on your hands and put on a pair of gloves and rub the lotion in more. Leave the gloves on for 15 to 20 minutes. It'll help with the cracking.
I actually have done the glove thing a couple times. It got pretty bad. Like a couple weeks in, it was bad. And, you know, I was bleeding on things. Like, it's just not fun. So I did that. And it's some like hardcore hand thing and the plastic gloves. Thank you. Thanks for caring. That's very sweet. I did try that. Thank you. And it worked. It was helpful.
You guys, it's a stimulus check. Doesn't the artisan making the cosplay stuff deserve to make money too?
Yes.
They might use the money to pay rent or buy food. Spend the money, everyone. Is art really a waste? Art. Okay. Yes. Yeah. No, it's not a waste.
We were really just saying that person might find that money necessary down the line. And
right.
If they spent it on something that wasn't a necessity, they might regret it. That's all. But you're right. That cosplay costume creator does need to make a living as well. Maybe they should turn to masks and make a living.
Look, unfortunately, as you age, you start to get weird responsibility twitches. And I do feel like I was going, you know, maybe just don't brag about your squirrel costume, you know? It's fine. So you spent your money on a squirrel costume.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Just tell everyone.
Right. You don't need to be online telling everybody that's what you spent $1,200 on.
Yeah. Isn't that really more of a you thing? Something that you should keep to yourself.
Yes.
People are into that stuff, though.
I know they are.
They love it. Not necessarily squirrel costumes, although there is that whole furry. They're like a whole furry fetish, too. People who dress up as like furry animals or stuffed animals. Oh, Nicole's nodding. She knows. Tell us more, Nicole. Is that something you're into?
No, this is years ago. I went to my cousin's college graduation, and there was a whole, at the hotel we were staying at, there was a whole convention of people dressed up in furry animal costumes.
Oh my God. They were having a furry orgy there at the hotel you were staying at?
Yeah, well, it was Reno. So
everything.
So you just got lucky enough to be there with the furry convention.
To be honest, I thought it was anime. And then my uncle asked if it was anime. And he was like, no, it's the furry convention. And he had no idea what it meant. And we looked it up. And sure enough.
I just think of those costumes as having like matted fur and just.
Well, yeah, with Dorito dust all over them.
Yeah, okay. That's not what I was thinking. But other things that might dry in place.
Oh. Gross.
Yuck. Yeah.
Oh my God, Vinny sounds like Gretchen when she was eating the brownies. Mmm, so good. Poor Paul. Ha 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 ha.
Is this about the cake?
It must be. I mean, I did really eat a cake, even though in the back of my mind I was thinking, she went out and got cake? Mm. This is going to have COVID-19 all over it.
Give it to me.
And I ate it anyway. And I mean, I ate like a quarter piece of it too.
Gretchen wasn't eating
a brownie.
What was she?
It's a lemon meringue pie.
Oh. That's right. What it was.
Oh. Lemon meringue pie.
So good.
So
it's a lemon meringue pie. Oh.
Well, what are you going to do? All right, coming up in the trash, I'm going to start with Amazon, and we'll move on to sports. And if we get to it, I've also got a Suzanne Summers sex tips for self-isolation. This chick has
right.
more sex than anyone.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.